Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello and welcome, everybody. So glad to have all of you here. Wow, look at our little studio is absolutely full. Yes. And they're all socially distanced. I'll
That's
have you
fact.
Know. Mask wearers.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
And there's a screen, so you guys are protected without your mask, and we are over here with our masks.
Yes. So welcome, I'm Deborah Lee. I am the original psychic love doctor, ordained as such, I guess you could say, by AOL back in the mid-1990s. They discovered that I was opening up chat rooms every now and again and giving readings to the public, and they approached me, and I'll tell you, it was the start of something absolutely wonderful and so satisfying. So I stayed with AOL until 2006 or 2008. Anyway, I left for a couple years to work on my book that I'll tell you about at the end of the show that was published actually over in London. American publishers were not that keen on, say, a book on psychic card reading. But I received a contract from O Books in 24 hours.
Our intercontinental friends to the east, the UK.
Yes,
so then that's why we like really getting them, right?
Yes, we certainly do. If you are joining us for the show and you are in another country, we are going to give you a nice shout out. All right. So to begin, first a little something for all of you. This is Jimbo Baggins, who is seated next to me. He's riding shotgun as my co-host.
Yes, I am, and doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Male co-host.
And token male.
Yeah.
He's also our IT guy at this end who keeps the show going. He's also the one, if you're joining us on Facebook Live, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, He's the one you're encountering in there.
Okay.
Then to my left is, of course, our very mysterious,
illustrious,
invisible co-host. She's off to the side on her desk behind a veiled curtain.
Yes.
And she is saying hello. She takes notes. This is Veronica. She is keeping us caught up. She does throw in her own brand of advice or suggestions, and it's very good.
And she's also doing the angel card readings at the end of each of your psychic blood tests.
Absolutely. So yes. Don't jump off the phone.
So when Debbie's done, you're not done yet.
Yeah, very good. Now, Jim, do your little spiel.
My little spiel. All right, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope you enjoy yourselves because we're going to enjoy ourselves. And we would also talk about the call etiquette, how we can make these things go better. No speakerphone, no background noise at all, especially if it's a show itself in audio. That's really bad.
But, or you're in the car screaming down the freeway.
Windows bouncing while you're talking and talking super fast. Sometimes cell phones just can't keep up.
Right. Is that it?
Did we say to put away our pets and put away our children?
And another thing, please remember, nothing in a reading ever is written in stone. It's not. There's a lot of fluidity to our lives.
Fluidity.
Everybody has, you know, their own free will and their own ability to make free choices. What we're able to do is project using this method that my grandmother taught me. We're able to project ourselves into the future. Take a look at how things are going up there. And if we don't like what we see, then we can employ some tools of choice and change and see how we can improve that future, get that, before you've even lived it. And that is what makes this method so incredibly dynamic. It's awe-inspiring. I mean, it will uplift you.
You can prove or at least prepare for it, if nothing else.
Exactly. So with that, I think we should go to the phone.
We will go to the phones and phone callers we have. The first one is going to be area code 917. That is from New York City area, 917.
Hello, New York. Welcome to the show. You are our first caller, and we love that. What's your name, hon?
Hello?
Oh, I heard a little bit of a voice. Don't crank it.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. What is your first name, please?
Okay, this is Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat.
Originally known as.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I guess I'm hanging in. I trying to deal with so many issues, and I had to choose something last week. Thank God I was able to resolve it, at least temporarily. So, I wonder, what do you see for me now? Or is there any information coming on what I would need to clear to or heal to better move forward with everything going on in my crazy life?
Kit-Kat, we hear lots of, sounds like wind interference, wind blowing on your microphone, on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took advantage of a nice day. Not too many will be left, so I'm in the park.
That's
so
true.
I didn't get rid of
it.
Maybe you can find the right way to turn where the wind isn't hitting the,
yeah.
the little microphone part of the phone. If you could.
Oh.
You work with it.
Okay.
It is what
better?
It is.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, good.
Now,
we'll live with
okay.
it. We may have you repeat some things. That's all no big deal. We'll adapt, overcome, and improvise. That's what we do.
Well, Kit Kat, how are you feeling emotionally? Your cards are just showing like a big, it's like a big, big
emotion. I'm sorry, a big D.
Big D.
Sorry?
What the cards are showing, a big deep.
Yeah.
Big deep?
Well, they're just saying that there's all kinds of, they're swirling inside of you. Ask what you can do. You ask. I'm trying to remember what her question was.
What should she clear?
What should you clear? These cards are saying uncertainty.
Yeah.
That you need to select your path and be most determined and committed to following it. Okay, it'll help you through all this turmoil if you are taking care of you, if you are doing your best to clear the uncertainty that is around you. And a lot of times that means that life is in so much flux that the cards are saying, you know, it's kind of a soup here.
Sometimes you have to just pick a direction. There might not be a right one or a wrong one, but just standing there waffling and not choosing is bad. Sometimes you got to pick and go.
No, I agree completely. And Jim's an engineer by trade. So usually you're the one. Yeah, and he tends to really bring some logic to it.
Never say do that ever without totally analyzing and making sure. Normally I would say that. But I mean, there's a certain point where you got to just make a choice.
And that's what you have to do.
Right.
I hope this helps. I mean, I feel you're going to see your way clear. Let me see if I can give you a bit of a time frame here that's coming to me. Cause we're heading up on October already.
Yeah, isn't that something?
These cards say you're going to wrap up the end of the year with a nice big bow. It'll be a gift to yourself because you're going to work on the clearing that you need to do and the processing. There's a lot here to process. And then you get yourself all squared away for really big things coming in the year 2021.
Yeah, that's true. We always say things have to get better.
And you are going to live it. So thank you, Kit Kat. Unfortunately, we got to run along.
To your angel card reading.
Oh, right. Thank you. Thanks.
Your angel card, which I thought was very appropriate. Is chakra clearing.
There it is, too.
Archangel Megatron, our fave.
Yeah, my transformer.
Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes.
Wow.
Hear that? Yeah,
yes.
Wow.
You can do a meditation.
Yes, I can say that, definitely. Yeah.
Do a meditation and call on Archangel Metatron to help me with the clearing the chakras.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Don't be surprised if you start dreaming about geometric shapes.
Right.
Which that particular angel is very much involved
right.
with.
Sometimes the hardest person like to trust is yourself.
It is,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to geometric shapes.
Good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Was perfect then.
You will
yes.
have to call back and tell us how your week went.
Definitely.
Call us
okay.
back. Yeah, we'd love
okay.
to hear.
Thank
right,
you.
Honey, thank you. Oh,
thank
welcome.
You all. Thank you.
There we go.
All right.
Off to a running start, people.
That number to call in is 646-595-4274, and the lines are filling up. So
all right.
Next caller is area code 617, which is in Massachusetts. 617.
Hi, Massachusetts. Hi, what's your first name and where are you calling us from, Massachusetts?
Boston, Anne.
Anne. Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm like, is this Anne? Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're coming back from our weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. How did it go?
Oh, we had a fabulous time. Very peaceful.
I am so glad.
Yeah, that is good. So we like to hear it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how
we
did
all need
your
them now and then.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
And you were involved in this event.
You organized it.
How
right?
did your part go?
Yeah.
Very
oh,
well.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a group of, you know, old friends being together.
Well, that sounds really awesome to me.
All right. So what's on your mind?
Oh, let me see. I need a new career.
Uh-oh.
I need to make
thing.
My fortune. Need to make my fortune.
Okay, and then after you do that, you'll share it, right?
Yeah.
Always. Always, no matter how much it is.
Oh, well, tell us, Anne, what do you do now? I mean, you know, if you don't mind.
Elaborate a little bit.
Not much of nothing.
So you're right. You are ripe for picking for the right career.
And what path would you think you'd be inclined to choose?
I don't know. There's too many options and too little opportunities.
Okay. Well.
So her prosperity needs to.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a look at that.
So she's kind of wide open.
And prosperity,
Sounds like she's wide open, but things aren't jumping out at her, is what I'm getting.
Well,
I'm not opposed to the lottery winnings either.
Okay, good.
No, those are good odds.
It's those people that walk in and buy one ticket for the first time in their lives, and they win.
I'm going to start buying a bunch of $1 lottery tickets and hand that out to the homeless people.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be amazing?
Maybe you get a story out of it. Why not?
Oh.
But anyway, I'm a little bit sidetracked. I don't want to sidetrack you. Shame on us.
Put a pin in that.
Yep, I will put that in the parking lot.
Okay. That's right. Well, and I'm putting your cards out. Now, you're really in a prime position here to be open to everything. And what you might want to do, my best place for inspiration is in the shower.
Everybody has their best one.
It's like the water coming down. These are droplets of inspiration and wisdom.
Some people listening to music driving. Some people it's right before, right before the bed, or right when they wake up. You know, everybody's different.
Right when I'm laying down.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
When
a lot of people.
My best thinking comes.
Yeah,
up
a lot of people's minds start racing and they can't sleep.
Yep.
So your cards are very interesting on this. And sometimes these cards want to be really clever and coy. And they will say things to me like, for instance, it's saying, your cards are saying, don't go for the money, go for the fulfillment in whatever you choose. The money will follow.
The money will follow, and otherwise you might not be happy if you choose the money without the fulfillment.
Oh, that's my nature.
Well, then see, she was going to do that anyway.
And they're telling me that you are going to be at a very mundane, normal thing. It could be making coffee,
could be
cleaning house.
I hope
doing
not.
Something that has your mind just, kind of in a la-la land while you're doing it, and it's going to come to you. The cards are honestly saying she's going to know. So it's not like I can tell you.
It's like a lot of things in life. You don't know till it comes to you.
When she gets her epiphany,
that is your epiphany. It's very her
moment.
And it's going to get you probably shaking with such excitement.
But don't call 911. You're physically fine.
It's coming soon. My own personal belief about the end of the year, we've been through a really rough year.
A really crappy year.
And we are, I read to you something today about the retrograde that's coming on Wednesday.
Mars.
Yeah, Mars is going retrograde until mid-November. And it's supposed to be a time when even having sex is going to be
everything's going to
be like that. But it's a time when we're going to be preparing for.
Yeah, and you got to just buckle up and not.
For a brand new start.
Not despair when things are kind of like, don't despair.
Yeah, so for you, I say give yourself a little time, let your mind play with it, and you watch and see. You're going to know that We say this at the
office.
And you will know, Anne, and it's coming fast. To you, and once you have settled on what is going to be your path, anything you need in the way of, say, money, assistance, it's going to all fall into place. She could really, the one thing I do see is she could do very well with being self-employed, running her own enterprise.
Yeah, I would imagine that was probably would make her happy.
So, Anne, I hope this helps.
Yep.
And we got an angel card for you.
Stand by.
I know you're going to love this card, too, because I love this card. It's the patience card. And Archangel Raphael, it's your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
Oh, I don't like patience.
I do.
Nobody ever
nobody
has
likes
patience.
It. So I know that you may be okay with patience.
Yeah,
well,
last lifetime of it.
Right.
But now is coming the big payoff.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, now it will actually pay off.
Right.
All right, perfect. Well, Anne, I hope you call us again. We'll expand on that.
Yes. It was good to hear from you.
Yes. Very much. And we're so glad your weekend went very well.
Wonderful. And I hope you survive this Mars in retrograde and Mercury in retrograde. And we all will.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll do our very best.
All right. Thank you again.
No, you're so welcome.
Call again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That number to call in is 646-595-4274, and you should do so early because lines are popping. Our next area code is 774, and we are going to stay in Massachusetts. 774.
Hi. It's Elizabeth from Massachusetts. You know me.
Yes, you do. Hi.
Yeah, you know me.
Hi, Elizabeth. Good to have
you. How
are
you? Yeah, I just wanted to update you a little bit. Earlier in the summer, you said there was going to be somebody a little bit younger that was going to pop on the horizon. Well, I'm selling a rental property, and I have made acquaintance with Rob the Realtor, who is a little bit younger than I am. And, I like him a lot, so I'm curious to see what you have to say about Rob.
Rob the Realtor.
Yeah.
What?
Real quickly, just a quick pause, we have to give a shout out to our viewer Helen in the United Kingdom.
Yay, Helen.
Welcome back, Helen.
All right.
Yay,
it's our international shout out.
Yes. You guys kind of chit chat here with Elizabeth so I can get busy with her cards.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of getting busy lately.
I missed the whole question because I was busy.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm doing three
Rob
things at once.
Rob the Realtor.
That has a nice ring to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Kind of like Bob the Builder.
Yeah, Bob the Builder.
Does he have his own team?
Yeah.
Was that Nye the Science Guy?
No, that was
Bill
Nye.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Yeah, that's a real thing.
He's a very nice man. Very nice man.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we don't like to hear that because I always say nice guys finish last. So.
Well, the problem is...
Tough guys. Speaking from guys. Hey, you're such a nice person. Like, I'm...
Yeah, the problem is too often we women are swayed by...
Dysfunction and chaos.
By bad boys.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Things that are bad for them.
Maybe because you know...
That's mainly a younger thing, though. It really is. Usually, not all the time, but sometimes eventually... We all lick our wounds and learn not to do that anymore.
Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting for you, Elizabeth.
Mm.
Yeah.
This man is either right now or about to go through a big breakup. So it's either already happened. I can't quite get my finger on. I'm feeling like
it.
It did,
yes, several months ago. He was very upfront about, you know, we had been talking about some different things, and he said he broke up with someone about, he said like 6 or 7 months ago. She really wasn't nice to him, didn't appreciate him, and he had had enough, and he said for me to be healthy, he broke it off. Yeah, he's been very upfront about that.
No, see, that makes me feel really good that it's already... something you know.
Right.
Because your cards are saying the way for you to really connect more with him is to start with friendship first.
Yeah.
And you know, that is, that's the best foundation there is for a really lasting relationship, like marriage. You know, the young people, how old are you, Elizabeth?
I'm 56.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Because you're going to be able to. Relate to this. The 20-year-olds, those that are in their 20s, all they've got is a tickle in their shorts. And that's probably nature. The passion takes over. They excuse all sorts of incompatibilities that they see. It's because, you know, they're going to propagate the species. But
yeah,
as you get older, there's got to be more. You got to get out of bed and talk to a person, you know.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. And I feel like we have a really, I think, a good start of a good friendship. We have a lot that we like to talk about in common. So I sense that he's definitely going to be probably a long-term friend anyway.
Yes, well, I see more than that developing.
He was
destined to make the right decision in that relationship. And there you were, you know, to enter his life. And I really feel this relationship is going to flourish. I wouldn't be surprised that you both make a permanent commitment to each other at some point. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Before the horse. That never works out.
He enjoys you so much, Elizabeth. You are the bright spot in his life right now. So you go, girl.
Oh, that's nice to hear. I talked to him today, and he said, he says, "I like you." So I'm like, okay. But he said it kind of like in kind of like a quiet, subdued kind of way, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chill. He's trying to be chill. Stand by for your angel card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Your angel card reading is Archangel Ariel. Courage. Courage. That's something, you know? Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
I don't see how it really relates, but maybe it will have more clarity
as this relationship moves forward.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
also
say be real.
Yeah.
I feel like I can be myself with him. I've only known him like three weeks, but I feel like I've known him a long time. And and I feel like I feel very comfortable. I can say things to him, and he doesn't make fun of it. He validates things, and he really looks at things in a very mature fashion. So it's actually very nice to be able to have a nice conversation with someone.
I love that for you.
Well,
you really do.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've been your own share of heartaches and tough spots. So this is a wonderful time for the two of you. Enjoy it.
Thank you. And I'll update you, hopefully. We'll see how things go. And if not, I've got a really good friend.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Yep. No matter what they say, you can't have too many of those.
That's right.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, as always.
Yeah, and we shall talk to you again hopefully next week.
Yep. Thank you so
much.
You
never know.
Thank you for sharing with me. I'm really happy to hear that you and that man in your cards have connected.
At least they're on a good path.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, before we go to the next caller, we have another international shout out. And it's a familiar person, and we're happy to have her back. Denise from South Africa.
Yay!
Denise! All right. And before I go to the next caller, we're going to do that phone number again, and that phone number is... Dun, 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 dun. Yes, I know, I tell. 646-595-4274. Our next caller is from area code 806.
Which is
in Texas.
I knew you were going to say that. Hi, Texas.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Danielle.
My darling Danielle.
It's been a little bit.
Yep. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing well.
We're groovy, baby.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, what's going down?
Oh, let me tell y'all.
Okay.
Oh, stand by. Turn that up.
We're ready.
Let's see. No, I've just been doing good. I've been going to class, and then I went to our football game. But the other week, it was last week, Isaac messaged me about the dog we used to have.
Yes.
And he was just like, I need you to go, fix her paperwork at the vet so you can take your name off. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And then last week when I was at the car wash, I saw him. Like, he saw me and I saw him. Like, I was in my car and he was in his car. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is so annoying. And then this weekend at the game, like, I was just with some friends. But his brother was, like, working a concession stand.
So there's constantly something going on that I want to call it serendipity. I really do. I really think
And then this other, like, I guess for a couple weeks, or maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but I've been talking to this guy, Ryan, and, like, he's sweet, and we always go on dates.
Oh, and how do you feel about Ryan?
He's, like, a really sweetheart. Like, I'm still just getting to know him. Like, he's really sweet. Like, he's just sweet.
So are we calling this a fall fling, or are you actually dating?
No, I would just say, maybe me and him could date. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So we're not
sweet.
So we're not hashtagging fall fling yet.
I got to interject.
Okay.
I must interject quickly because we have another international call out. We have Jackie in Australia.
Jackie, welcome.
Welcome. Obviously, she's doing a walkabout.
Yes, she is.
And I'm sure she appreciates that sorry accent.
No, but it's wonderful to have her here.
Especially from that far away.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're opposite.
Southern Hemisphere. Yep. Oh, yeah, totally opposite.
That's never before either.
I think it may be morning there.
It could be. Who knows?
All right.
Obviously, she
I'm still with you, Danielle. Well, I got to tell you, honey, I know it's annoying, but I really think that Isaac's energy is pulling you into his space, if that makes sense to you. He is still wanting very much to fix things with you. Find a way to keep you in his life so that when the other relationship falls apart, and it's going to, he has somewhere to run back to. Now, I'm not saying this is right, because I don't know if he deserves a fallback position like that.
Right.
What do you think, Veronica?
No.
And then, like, I kind of did send an ugly message, like, because I was like, because he was like, yeah, you need to remove your name off the account. And I said, yeah, I'll call and I'll see what I need to do. And I was like, but just for your information, I'm nothing to you. I was like, we'll still never be on good terms, and you're not my friend. You're nothing to me. And he was like, okay, thank you, no problem. He was like, just thank you for that you're going to call the vet and all that. Like, he was trying to be, like, sweet. And I'm like, no, like, I'm nothing to you. Like,
oh, you watch. See, these are excuses, reasons to contact you that seem legitimate, but it's like a foot in the door, okay? And as for Ryan, you know, Ryan here could really come to care for you, but honey, take your time. You just went through a really horrible heartbreak over Isaac.
Yeah, I know, right? But
and
my
the
heart,
right
okay?
Guy, yes. The right guy is going to be patient and understand. Can I get a agreement from the team?
Yeah.
I have no opinion because I was talking to three different other people at the same time. I'm
are
like,
you
sorry.
Cheating on us on this show?
I am a Facebook Live whore.
And the door.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yes, your cards look wonderful. Your future in your field of study is going to knock you out. So you keep on that, Danielle. And just watch and see how things evolve. Now, I think he's going to contact you again with another
little excuse,
like a lame excuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's his way of trying to stay ever present.
Right.
Keep a little bit of a bridge, a tiny little bridge that hasn't burned yet.
I had friends that had shared custody with their animals.
But
had
Next time I call, I'll tell y'all more about me and Ryan, because, like, he's really sweet. Like, I kind of like, I like how he is.
All right, honey, you do that, and we will, we're waiting for your angel reading.
Okay.
What have we got?
Stand by for your angel card.
This is your Archangel Raziel. Take back your power.
Yes.
Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. We've never had that card before.
We have never had that.
Really?
Honestly.
Bless you. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank y'all.
Put your foot down.
In the air and say, I am woman, hear me roar.
Yes.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Love y'all. Have a good week.
Love you, too. Love you, too.
Bye.
Oh, long time.
Yeah.
There
All right, go. Before we move on to our next caller, we just want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, as we have gone over the hump. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves, because so far everybody's having a great time. And let's move on to our next caller.
Which is,
after I give you the phone number, 646-595-4274, and that next caller is from area code 404, which is in Georgia.
Well,
Peach State.
Hello, Georgia. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey.
This is
Tina. You know I'll be calling in about my boo.
Tina, calling in
her
about
boo.
Her boo.
Yes. Isn't this Tina T-Pot?
Okay. Yeah, Tina T-Pot. No. Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So me and Boo had an issue. Because you remember I wanted to know about my birthday. Okay, so look, Boo said that he was broke. Right? And then, but you know, he went out of town a week before my birthday. Now, he asked me what I wanted twice. I done gave him the list and everything. He's supposed to be giving me a TV and a pots and pans. And then on the 18th, he came back. He said, oh, his money got messed up and this and that. And then on his birthday, which was, I don't want to say it online, but on his birthday, he posted a picture of him out at the club flashing money. And on the bottom, it said July 31st. That's my birthday. So you out on my birthday. Talking about some, you bro, you ain't got my stuff yet, and you came to my, and he done been in my house since then. And, you know, just sitting here with the light, I'm going to get it next time. I'm going to get it back. Well, when we get back, I'm going to get it back. I'm like, okay. Then when I seen that, I sent him a screenshot. I circled the money and my birthday. I said, look, I don't care about that girl over there, but what I do care, what I want to know is why I always come last and nobody else do. And you out flashing money on my B-Day and John. You know, I ain't trying to ruin your birthday or nothing, but I don't like that, right? And then I had to hurt him, put him on block before he said he's on stupid, you know. And then I unblocked him and sent selfish through there and blocked him back. And the next day I told him, look, I'm sorry I had to talk to you like that, but I just feel like every time I look around, you always lying to me and stuff like that. And, you know, and that kind of stuff makes me feel some kind of way besides being, like, abused. You up in my house now. I done moved to my own apartment. When I come to his house, I ain't never came to his stuff empty-handed. I bought him all kinds of stuff on his birthday and stuff, and I'm just like, it's a whole bunch of him doing stuff to me that I wouldn't do to him. I don't understand. And I told him, I got to let that junk get out of my life before it bring me down. My life is great, but my love life is trash. He the only one in my love life, so he can take it how it resonates. You hear? And then I just didn't say nothing. And, I gave him a whole paragraph how he be acting. I said, I ain't got time for that. I said, I got to get that up out of my life. Let it bring me down.
Tina, we're going to give you some advice now from your card.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, Jim, you had something you wanted to say about him not providing a present for her.
Oh, just the whole thing. That is. I think she's taking it even more easier and
more than
I
would.
I would have flipped because that was like both faces.
I did. I seen that in 1 second. I called him happy, said happy birthday. And Spirit said, go look at his Instagram. And I seen he was out on my birthday. So I told him how selfish he is. And I had to just realize, I just had to realize that's just your personality. Because you is selfish. And every freaking thing else I could think about. Anything else I could say. That's like, you're always lying to me. You're not really honest with me. And I don't like that. And then I ain't talked to him since. I went on vacation to California.
Is he a little bit moron in the head or something when you post a Instagram like that?
After lying.
And then I'm blocked on Instagram, but my thing, because you know how girl, you know, you say it ain't love unless you block. That's fine. But look, his Instagram is private, which means, I mean, it's not private, it's public, so that's public information. So not only did you lie to me, you went and publicly just let me know you lied to me.
Yep. When did you realize that you were involved with Albert Einstein? Because this guy's a genius. He's a genius.
Well, look, how, when did I look? No, because, look, I was just minding my business. I said, boy, I got you something for your birthday. He said, what you get? And he looked a little down. So I was like, let me go look at his page from my fake page as usual. Because, you know, I'm Top Secret Squirrel. And somebody shouting him out for his birthday, saying happy birthday from them being at the club dated for my birthday with him flashing money. So, hell no. I got something to say right now.
Your cards tell me it's time for you to put him on notice and cut him off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cut him from, what is the saying? From throat to scrot.
Throat to scrot.
Cut him.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Yeah.
And tell him you're not going to take this anymore.
Nope.
And I really feel from what I see here is if you take a strong stance with him.
You have to.
And you turn your back, he is going to really want to. He knows he's done wrong. It's right here. Nine of spades. I mean, he could kick himself, but maybe he needs to.
Yep.
And
he's a little immature.
He will want to come back and make amends.
Right.
But you got to stay strong, Tina. Because,
yeah,
you know.
I ain't called him or nothing. I'm just like,
no.
I did one time because I was like, you mad? Because, look, he on my phone. How you on my, he lost his phone. I gave him a phone. How you on my phone not talking to me? I want my phone back.
I'm getting mad for her.
Yes, yeah, me
I am.
Too.
I am getting upset for her. I want to go wring his neck.
Well, Tina, I'll tell you what. He will be back. He will be a better man. But you, it's up to you now. You've got to set that bar really high.
You do. And you have to stand your ground. You have to draw the line and go away.
Because I see in these cards how much he hurt you. That's
and you need to know one way or the other. Either it's going to work out or it's not.
Yeah.
And now is that time. Draw the line. Take a stand. Maybe he'll come back and won't do that again, but he does it again, then you know.
He suffers from what my grandmother, who taught me this method, called spoiled brain. And what that means is this is somebody that's always indulging themselves with pleasure, with extravagance.
Yeah,
and they've already
because
with it.
When I'm supposed to be blocked, he
out
sending money. He out sending money to people for their birthday, like $300. And I was out in California with his homeboy buying $250 bottles of drink. And you knew 2 weeks ahead of time you supposed to have my stuff. Like, why am I on delay and nobody else did? And I told, look, people don't give me my money, get karma. Last dude didn't give me my money. He got somebody broke in his car. The next dude, they canceled his pool party. He had to return thousands of dollars worth of tickets, and he spent half the money. And the next one, I could go on for days.
Well,
him,
Tina,
and he claimed his money got messed up, and now he broke, and he don't know what to do. He got the karma, too, because my ancestors don't play.
Yes, you're right.
Karma comes around.
Karma is a biatch.
It's a biatch.
I'll tell you what, though. If there's another man coming around the corner, and ooh, when your boo sees you with another man, even if you're just talking like friends.
Right, I was just out at my homeboy birthday party 2 days ago, and he was all in my video.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, well, we got an angel card for you.
Yes, ma'am, okay. Angel card reading.
So this has come up 2 times, and does that make sense to me? But it might make sense to whomever.
Let it rip.
It is the sensitivity card. Archangel Hanael, you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
That
I think it
sounds like it's right on the mark.
It really
right.
Yeah.
I've been trying to see if I'm tripping. I done went and got some hormone rebalancing pills and everything. I'm like, am I tripping? So I can see. Maybe I'm not aligned, but I still feel the same way.
You should be on the stage, Tina.
You're doing everything right.
Yeah.
You're doing everything right. Your hormones aren't crazy. You're not flying off the track.
No.
But you got to take a stand.
You got to give him a lesson that he will not forget.
Lay some SmackDown, WWE
style.
I've
been fired up, too. I've been in Cali and Vegas all week, and on the 18th through the 28th, I'm going to Miami.
There you go.
You're going to
see y'all. Everywhere I go, I got little tenders following me around, and I can't help it. So he just going to have to be mad.
Beach posts on the South Beach.
And you play around, have a good time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got to move on, honey, but when you call us.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. And
she's a hoot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ryan caller is that. Call in is 646-595-4274. Next caller is from Area Code 408. which is in California, 408.
Oh, hi, California. How are you doing? And what is your first name, please?
Oh, wow. That's me. It's Chris. Chris from Cali.
Oh, hi, Chris. We remember you.
You remember me?
What's happening?
I can't believe it. I don't know. Since I've been living my life upside down, the sky's been the limit. But my question is, how high can I go, you know? And do you see me making six figures or seven figures in the future?
Wow, upside down. Yeah, that's interesting when there's a height there, the ground is there. What are you doing where you think you're good? Or not think. What are you doing where those numbers are achievable? Because those are big numbers.
Well,
what kind of work are you in? You want to elaborate a little bit? If not,
yeah,
it's okay.
It's fine. I have a cornucopia of experiences in my life that led me to be who I am today. And so with all that, you know, I bring a lot to the table. And I just was thinking that I don't like to put a value on anything, but, you know, you be it as it may, you can do whatever you want. I know Gilligan's Island, they weren't thinking that they were going to have very long legs, but Gilligan's Island had long legs and they got ripped off as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. These cards, you know, you said a cornucopia. I love that word because it perfectly describes what your past has been focused on in many ways. You know, a lot of times the higher power, the universe, however you want to think of, you know, source or spirit, will often put us in certain situations that are meant to be what we can draw from in the future. You know, to illustrate, I have had really bad luck in my life, but now looking back, I realize a lot of that I can bring to my work now. When people come to me and they say, you know, about the situations they have, I'm able to really help them and to say, I know how you feel. For you, oh, honey, you better think seven figures and maybe more.
He's in a really good state.
Yeah.
Where he lives is a really good place to do innovative things and to think outside of boxes.
Yes.
It's a good area.
Yeah.
Because you're going to turn a corner here where all of that, I mean, you've struggled. There's been a lot in your life. You could put together a book or a movie and people wouldn't believe that somebody actually lived that life.
Yeah, just don't title it Mein Kampf.
No.
Other than that, you can have a similar book.
So I really feel a windfall financially is coming to you. Now, the thing is, you've got to make sure to trust the right people that come aboard with you. That is going to be...
That's the trick, isn't it?
It is.
That's the trick.
It really is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's your empire.
It really is because of the fact that people are ambiguous when they speak. I found this out. They play games with words, you know what I mean? And I'm not into playing games, you know, mind games, but they like to say things because they're intellectually, they think they're really intelligent, right? And
right.
So when they speak, they act like they're speaking a language that I don't understand. And maybe I don't really understand the words exactly what they're saying, but I'm not stupid, you know. I understand what they're saying, but from that standpoint, I like to try to say what I think would be the right answer because that's what I come up with. Now, when I come up with that answer, I already thought about the other things already, but I never thought that they would go there. And then when I say this, they go, "No, you don't understand." And when we get in a big thing, you don't understand. And then they want to say, "I meant it like this." And I thought, "Okay, now I know." Game over. Now, we ain't doing this no more. And I'll spank that butt so hard they'll wish they never met me.
Well, you do understand the game. Maybe not what they're saying or they're not playing it well enough. But, you see, that's what I mean. You get it. And another thing that I see, your cards are brilliant. You have magical manifestation power. If you can vision it, you can make it become reality. You've got, it's like a golden touch.
Yeah, you could, like you said, he's not stupid, and you could tell.
Yeah, very much.
You could tell, like, usually within 60 seconds of interacting with anybody if they're stupid or not. Yeah. It doesn't even matter what the subject is. Just, yeah, you can just tell with 60 seconds talking to somebody. That's
now,
it.
Remember, this is your baby. Right. You don't want to give your baby away to anybody. And
yeah.
Be careful who you bring in, who you bring aboard with you.
Right, right. Be careful.
Trust
with
your
that.
Gut. Yep. And women seem to be very suspicious in your cards. So maybe really keep a sharp eye on them.
You mean he should be cautious?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Suspicious could go both ways. I didn't know.
Yeah, because they have other skills that they can bring.
Oh,
to
imagine
the
that.
Front.
They're wild.
They're practiced in the art of deception.
And
like
they're conniving. Very conniving.
They're both the Rolling Stones, sorry.
Yeah. So, I'm so glad you called. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I listen to what women say, you know, I really do. And I learned a lot about things that I didn't know before, and I couldn't open my mouth when I was listening. That was the trick for me. And so, and it took a while for it to sink in, you know, some of the stuff. Because there was really, I wasn't expecting to get a bunch, but I got a whole bunch, you know. And then later on in my life, all that precious wisdom that I got from what women were saying, it really became very helpful for me in what I do today. So it's really something I find it's just amazing.
I think that's wonderful. I really do. So glad you called, and we have an angel reading.
Stand
for
by
you.
For your angel card reading.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good one for you, Chris. You know what to do. It's Archangel Uriel. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, and it's what we just said before. The hardest person that we find to trust sometimes is just ourselves.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you'll have to call us again so we can...
Yeah, definitely,
stay,
must be more frequent of a caller.
Yeah, please do. Because we can build on what the cards have said in this reading, and there will be more and more clarity.
Yeah, it's called very entertaining. I like talking to him.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we like talking to you.
All right, we'll take care and stay safe, hon, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you guys do the same, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yep, absolutely. Anytime, and please call back next week.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that clock's ticking. I'm not going to read the number because the clock is ticking.
We're too
but we have another caller. And it is from an area code that some of us know very well. It is area code 218, Minnesota, 218.
Hello, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You're a caller after my own heart as I'm from northern Minnesota.
The great upper Midwest.
What's your first name, hon? Hello. Oh. Hello.
Come on, Minnesota, hang with us.
Minnesota!
Well, you may have to try again.
Sadness.
Who is this Chris person? Never talked
to him. Hello? Did we hear somebody?
Hello?
The signal's bad, wherever they are.
Well, we're down to 7 minutes. I don't know if we're going to be able to move to the next caller.
We don't get to talk to anyone tonight.
Sometimes, every once in a while, it's good for Facebook Live people or anybody that's listening on the radio. Is sometimes, every so often, they have a really great communication system. They can hold a lot of callers, but it's a computer, and every once in a while it goes poop and has to reboot.
Poop.
Right.
This may be a poo-poo moment. Then it's rebooting.
So what we could do?
Stand by. We got area code 919, which is down south a little bit. North Carolina, 919, you are on board. We got a few minutes left.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hey, beautiful Deborah, it's Patsy.
Hey, Patsy. Good to hear from you.
Save the best for last. It's good to see you. You look beautiful. You look wonderful.
Thank you so
much. Real quick. I'm just wondering if you see me and Tony moving, the land is owned by him, his brother, and sister, if you see us moving and getting a better home, or a mobile home, if they will come to
agree. Did you mean like as in relocation to a distant place or staying right where you're at, nearby?
to a different place if his brother and sister will agree to sell the land.
Okay.
All right.
Which
we're
is still not
on
speaking terms with his sister.
Got okay. 5 minutes and counting down, so let's rock and roll. Daddy,
okay. Do you have somewhere that you would like, you know, that you dream of?
Yeah, I mean, do you have any kind of vision or direction?
just a better place. We're in a mobile home. But you were about his sister doing things, more things than what he talked to you about, and that has come to light that were shady. So he's just hoping they'll agree to sell the land.
Okay, so she's hoping that the next will be a step up and not a step down, or not even a lateral step.
So,
she wants a step to go up.
So we don't want to stay in the house now. We want to move.
We're in a mobile home.
We're in a mobile home.
Okay.
She would like to be in another.
Okay.
She'd like to go up to something better.
Well, with the weather you get there where you live,
yeah,
a mobile home is kind of like
shaky.
Yeah, those hurricanes and tornadoes, they look for those.
Yeah, they do.
Where's the mobile homes? The first thing you do is find them. We must find them.
Right. Yes, I really feel you are going to be moving to a better home, and it's going to bring a better sense of peace and lifestyle to you. I think, though, it may not happen until after the first of the year. Maybe sooner if you really, you know, put your foot on the gas pedal with that. I do want to say I'm seeing more and more that down the road there will be a sequence of events that will take place, which I think you already know what I'm getting at, that eventually you and he will be moving further away.
Okay.
And further away from... Yeah, but not like, say, Italy or something like that. It would be like from where, say, you live to maybe Virginia.
And then nearby town.
Yeah.
Just enough further away enough where you can catch your breath and breathe at ease.
Right. Because his sister is still doing shady things where you said that we would find out, and we have. So do you see them agreeing to sell the land and give him more than a third?
Oh, I think there's still going to be a battle on that for a while.
Imagine that. That's terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say.
People suck.
At times, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know what I mean.
She knows.
Your life is going to shift. That sister only has so much power. And once Tony rises up and stands, you know, for what is right, I really feel there's going to be no other solution than for him to get what he's deserving of.
Right. Well, he found out that he had been paying all the taxes, and the will says whoever pays all the if you don't pay your tax, it goes to the person who paid it.
Well, that's
so he
great.
Could legally take it, but he don't want to do that.
No, but they're going to battle a bit longer, is what I see. And I'm so glad you got in. We got to give you your angel card really fast before we are
done.
Stand by for angel card read before we go tonight.
Okay. So I thought this was very interesting.
Yeah.
This is the Archangel Jophiel, the outdoors card. Go outside, get some fresh air, connect with nature to relieve stress, and gain new and creative ideas.
Sounds like a good thing for just about anybody.
For art, some art.
Wow.
That's what I do. I plan my fairy garden. Lots of flowers.
There
you're spot on.
You're doing it.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, she was in the Facebook live chat room. Nice to see you there, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. We love you. How much time do we have? Like
we got a minute.
A minute.
We got less than a minute. Rock and roll.
I said earlier in the show I would tell you a little something about my book. My book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. It's available online at booksellers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, you can check it out. The prices vary by whatever the book.
That depends on where it's at. Whoever is the one selling it, it's whatever they
and
set
And I even
the price
understand
at.
It's being sold in other countries.
And you should be able to Google it.
Yeah.
Well, you can always
Google
it. And you can always Amazon it.
So I want to wish everybody a very good, safe week. Thank you to our international callers. We got to get your readings in next time.
Yeah, I explained it to them.
So we love you. We script nothing on the show.
Nothing.
You are the show. Are we? Is it time?
The time. The time is
all
time.
All right. We got to say bye-bye. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.